having a belter.
And it'll pick up on the radio, so we'll be good.
Awesome.
Back there. Okay. So while Tim is setting up, he's kind of the roadie, before we play the Ollie song, I'm going to play one for the kiddos called How on a Boat. Yeah, we got to get all our hose pins in place. There we go. Okay. There's a cow in the field wants to ride in a boat. Children's illustrated picture book of a cow in one of our rural Wisconsin landscapes. Okay, we're going to do a song for one of our neighborhood dogs now. His name is Ollie, and he is here today. And he's quite a character. If you haven't met him, he's standing back there in the shade. And this is a true story about everything that he did. he knows what he likes. Ice cream is one thing. And sleeping and eating, of course, like a lot of us, right?
If you're interested in having half the audience hear you, you might want to use the mic.
Yeah,
the people up front
you can't,
can probably hear you, but
I can
barely hear you. Barely hear, okay.
You have to start
building. Okay. See how that will work.
Whoa! Sensitive?
Okay. I did this right. Sound check. Alright. Is that any better? Can you hear that? Oh, good. Okay, so I guess we did.
Thank you. Alright. Always good to do that sound check.
That's the song we just did. So.
Well.
Have you got everything set up there?
No, because.
I can hear you.
Okay, that's close enough.
I think it's gonna have to be close enough, so here we
All
go.
Right.
Here you go, Ollie.
Charming found a rival.
We have a couple more neighborhood dog songs, but before we do that, we're going to do one about a sleepless night I had when all the ukuleles were calling to me. They're in the living room, and oh man, what a tangle with all the cord from the amplifiers and microphones, and we have like 6 ukuleles, and they all wanted to be played at once. Well, you know that doesn't work so well, but everything worked out just fine. It's to the tune, it's a parody, so it's to the tune of Bob Dylan's Tangled Up in Blue. You guys probably know this song, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Could do a little Grady Bear song. Yeah. This is for a dog that I used to walk. He lived down Charles Lane, and he really helped me through my last year of employment into recalibration year, which was retirement. Some of you may have known or met Grady. He was a big black dog that looked like a black bear. Very gentle. So the first year I played that song here on the stage was with the banjo-lele that his people owned and happened to belong to the dad's band. It was a really old instrument, but it sounded really sweet. So this is to the tune of Sweet Pea. Couple more here.
Yeah. Feather Duster and Ghost Song.
Feather Duster, is that a good one?
Yeah.
I think so.
Quickie.
Yeah, that's pretty quick. And then, of course, ooh, Sow in Motion, too. I think we can fit them. Yeah, Sow in Motion.
One timer.
One at a time. Sow in Motion is about a big old brown van that belonged to an old roommate. And when I saw that van going down the street, I just thought, wow, it just looks like a great big old brown sow. So I had to write a little poem, and then I decided to put it in to music, to chords. So what you got there? You gotta play baritone. I'll just start on here. That's always something else too. When you change your strings, it's harder to keep in tune, especially when you got sun and warm weather.
I think we're close enough.
But I think we're close enough. So here we go, Sow in Motion. About the house cleaning blues.
Last song?
Oh, we should do Vinyl Hoses because everybody has a house cleaning blues, and we're going to sing one about vinyl hoses.
Everybody has some of those, or used to.
Hanging around. And it's to the tune of Drunken Sailor. So you'll recognize that tune. But this is kind of a fun It could be a sing-along song. Goes pretty quick. Piano and bass. Oh, darn. Really?
No. Yeah, we're just winging.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thanks to Wyatt and all the folks who worked to put this together.